My name is Amanda Holmes, and I think we all need more poetry in our lives. The poems of Elizabeth Bishop combine a natural conversational tone with an extraordinary visual clarity, which at the same time allows us to appreciate the strangeness of the world and what she leaves unsaid. The Imaginary Iceberg, which was suggested by one of our listeners, was published in 1934 when Bishop was fresh out of Vassar College. Yes, the iceberg of the poem is imaginary, but it's also undeniably vivid and powerful, and I think it's a metaphor for the poetic imagination, or maybe for poetry itself. We'd rather have the iceberg than the ship, although it meant the end of travel. Although it stood stock still like cloudy rock, and all the sea were moving marble. We'd rather have the iceberg than the ship. We'd rather own this breathing plain of snow, though the ship's sails were laid upon the sea, as the snow lies undissolved upon the water. O solemn floating field, are you aware an iceberg takes repose with you, and when it wakes may pasture on your snows? This is a scene a sailor'd give his eyes for. The ship's ignored. The iceberg rises and sinks again, its glassy pinnacles correct elliptics in the sky. This is a scene where he who treads the boards is artlessly rhetorical. The curtain is light enough to rise on finest ropes that airy twists of snow provide. The widths of these white peaks spar with the sun. Its weight the iceberg dares upon a shifting stage and stands and stares. This iceberg cuts its facets from within. Like jewelry from a grave, it saves itself perpetually and adorns only itself, perhaps the snows which so surprise us lying on the sea. Goodbye, we say. Goodbye. The ship steers off, where waves give in to one another's waves, and clouds run in a warmer sky. Icebergs behoove the soul, both being self-made from elements least visible, to see them so, fleshed, fair, erected, indivisible. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments or suggestions for poems you'd like me to read, we'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email at podcast@theamericanscholar.org or comment on our website, theamericanscholar.org.